Just to start with linebackers coverage underneath, and you saw the zone read team in Iowa State a couple weeks ago. You and I was a spread team, but it looked like they were really going after you guys. Are the linebackers 3 weeks into it comfortable with their coverage underneath now?
Yeah, we were switching it up a lot. We had different coverages throughout the game. But I think overall we got a better look at it from these teams, and we're just going to use that and then try to get better at it this week.
How long does it take for a linebacker four to kind of get down? How long you're going to hold the guy before you pass him off? Just a feel for where the other guys are going to be on.
Yeah, that's the hardest part about it. You know, that's why we got to talk and communicate with each other. You know, James usually passing, you know, telling me he's coming across. So it's just communication throughout all the linebackers.
How hard is it physically as, you know, a 230-whatever-pound linebacker to keep up with, you know, little running backs and slot receivers that are...
It's definitely difficult, but, you know, we got a good technique, so we use our technique and, you know, just be patient and then try to get your hands on them to help out our safeties.
How much of that comes during week in film, too? I mean, you're watching tendencies on guys. How much do you learn during film sessions?
A lot. You always pick up little things on players, you know. Like how they come off the line. Like some guys come off slow, some just, you know, take off. So it's definitely, it helps a lot watching film throughout the week.
How much does it help you? Obviously, you're playing an experienced quarterback this week. Two of your first three games were against first year starters. Do you feel more comfortable seeing a guy that you've seen film on before? Or?
It helps. You know, you get some film on a guy that I've been playing a while, so you know his strengths and weaknesses. And the other guys, it was kind of hard. You know, they didn't play much, so you didn't know what to expect. So. It's definitely going to help.
Is there a reason you guys seem to get stronger as the game goes on? No points allowed in the fourth quarter compared to giving up the opening drive for a touchdown?
We just settled down and played the Iowa defense. We got to learn how to start faster, you know. But we made some adjustments and then we used them to our advantage.
The hit that you had there that initially they thought it was a fumble, but then they ruled him down. Is that as hard as you think you've hit anybody before in a game or practice?
I'm not sure. I just happened to be in the right place at the right time and tried to make a play for my team, but I'm not sure on, you know, how hard I hit him or nothing like that.
Looked like you guys were leveraging, though, a little bit better in the second half last week. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. We was hustling to the ball. That's the main key. Myself, I missed a couple of tackles I should have made. But I had good teammates that was pursuing to the ball and helping me out afterwards.
A lot of talk about the offense these first 3 weeks of the season. The defense is quietly getting the job done. Are you happy with where you guys are at? Obviously, there's more to be done, but what are your thoughts on the first
three? Right. Yeah, I think we're improving. We're young. And I just think we need to keep improving and don't be satisfied with what we've been doing. I just think we got to still improve as a defense.
Obviously, on Saturday, you guys want to win, but how important is continuing to get better? A young team taking steps forward and winning at the same time?
Yeah, Coach Vance, he stresses that a lot. We got to key on getting better every week. We're young. There's a lot of things out there that I've never seen before in my life, the formations and adjustments, but I just think I need to prepare myself throughout the week better so I can get better throughout the week, during the game.